as of 5 o'clock local time, the Mendenhall River was up to 11.2 feet, and that's just shy of flood stage at 11.5 feet. And the lake, Mendenhall Lake, which is an automated gauge, was at 9.3 feet. That lake is already in flood. Flood stage begins at 9.0 feet for there. So the campground is beginning to flood. And we, if we don't have water over the West Glacier Spur Road that goes to past Gator's Cabin, it will soon be over that road as well.
Okay, and what's the expectation for the next several hours?
We have been watching both the lake and the river rise rapidly overnight, very steady rises in both overnight. And current forecast, which was put out yesterday afternoon around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is holding up very well. We're expecting the river to reach approximately 15 feet, and that is expected this afternoon, late this afternoon, or possibly early evening. And then for the Mendenhall Lake, it's forecast to crest at around 12 feet, also around 4 in the afternoon. And in both cases, those flood values are around a foot higher than what's ever been recorded.
So these would be records then?
Yes, they would. We expect that's going to happen within the next 12 hours. And then once, in fact, both the lake and the river have crested, the nature of these glacial dammed lakes, once the crest occurs, the river and lake levels usually fall very quickly, if not as quickly, as they rise.
Along with those predictions, I imagine you're also putting out some warnings about staying away from particular areas that might be flooded or have fast-moving water?
Absolutely. One of the things that we often will talk about is don't go walking through floodwaters. And that, of course, is very germane to things like the campground and Montana Creek Road. In this particular case, with water over large sections of road, the West Glacier Spur Road, View Drive is another vulnerable area, and some places that have not seen flooding, or at least I'm not aware of ever seen flooding, those residential areas along the Mendenhall River on the west side of the valley. Don't drive in the water because you really don't have a really full appreciation for how strong the power of a swiftly moving river is. It only takes a few inches to actually start dragging cars sideways, and a lot less than that for people.
Well, I imagine the flow is pretty rapid through some areas of the river right now, and you don't want to be kind of playing around on the bridges at this point.
One of the estimates that we have is something on the order. This is a kind of a phenomenal number, but at peak flood, we estimate the river is going to be discharging, or water flowing under the bridge, so to speak, up to 20,000 cubic feet per second, which is a lot of water. And the total amount of water that we're estimating has been released by Suicide Basin is on the order of 11 billion gallons of water.
And I take it that's higher than previous floods or higher than previous glacial outbursts, right?
Yes. We don't really have an accurate number for what happened in 2011, which was, of course, the first one and really the biggest one that we've seen so far. But where the ice was viewed on the shores of Suicide Basin was lower in the past than it was this year. The estimates that I recall having heard from the scientists at UAS are that we are looking at more water this time around.
And what's the normal flow for the Mendenhall River during this time of year?
The normal flow would be something more on the order of about 6,000 cubic feet per second. So you're multiplying that by three, a little bit more than three times as much water going through the river.
Okay, so you don't want to be playing around on the banks. You don't want to be hanging around on the near bridges like on Back Loop or Brotherhood Bridge, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I'm not so much, from our perspective, not so much worried about the structural integrity of the bridge. That would be something for the Corps of Engineers or the city to speculate on. But really, it's not a good idea to be rubbernecking around the bridge areas, if for no other reason than for traffic. With the waters on the river getting as high as they are and the swiftly flowing current, there's going to be some significant erosion higher up on the shores and banks than people are perhaps accustomed to when the river just runs high because of heavy rain or something like that. So bank erosion, high bank erosion, is something to be watching for as well.
So you might want not get too close to a bank because it may suddenly drop out from underneath you.